Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 and a very big happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily Podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And my goodness, woohoo, woohoo, happy Wednesday, everyone. Happy Wednesday, because Gareth Southgate's England are now into the last day, the quarterfinals of the Euros, after beating, hammering, annihilating, embarrassing Germany 2-0 at Wembley. Get in! Be professional and carry on. It's the first win over the Germans in a knockout match since 1966. This is how it sounded on TalkSport. Come on!
To Luke Shaw, low ball in, Sterling with the goal that gives England the lead. Yet again, he has done it for the first time since the 1966 World Cup final. England have knocked a German side out of a major tournament.
Tonight. Enjoy this moment, seize the moment as England fans. We don't get many moments. Four generations of England fans here. We've won nothing. We have. We've won everything in one way. We've beaten Germany in a major knockout, in a major competition. And I can't take that away from anybody who's here.
Grealish, Kane, 2-0 England. And with 5 minutes to go, England have a two-goal lead.
It's hard to sum up, it's incredible. I was speechless after the game. Just an incredible day, incredible moment for us as a team, us as a nation. Obviously, it's been a tough time for everyone the last 18 months. So, yeah, to know that we've put a smile on quite a few faces today is special. And it's a day we'll never forget. But also, you know, we're a group with big expectation, big visions, where we want to be, where we want to go. So we can't get too carried away. We'll enjoy it, of course. But now we've got to focus on the next one, because we've got to make sure that it's worth something.
Now, after the game, this was the take of the special one, Jose Mourinho.
To score against Germany, knockout at Wembley with the England shirt means everything for this kind of kid. For me, he deserves this, and he has a lot more to give, of course.
The ghosts of 1970, the ghosts of Turin, and you can feel for individuals who are on the losing sides those days, including Gareth Southgate, what it must mean for him.
I mean, you can't beat a bit of Sweet Caroline, can you? That's a belter, really. And to know that so many millions of people, after such a difficult year at home, can have that enjoyment that I know we'd have given them today is very special.
Over now to the former England defender, old psycho himself. Don't tell him I said that. Stuart Pearce.
Going into the game, I said, this result will spark this country. It'll go crazy. We've got 4 or 5 days on the build-up now, and the momentum, I think, will sweep this team straight to the final.
I'm singing a little bit, "It's Coming Home," but it's just a kind of a show my happiness, because he's not yet coming home. England needs balance. in the bad moments. England also needs balance in the good moments. And the same way media is very critic in the bad moments, we have to be balanced now. It's still a long way to go. In normal conditions, England is going to be in the final because I don't see England losing. We need always to respect football above all. France is not in the quarterfinal because they didn't pack the game in the last 10, 15 minutes. So let's enjoy, but let's enjoy for a couple of days. And then I'm pretty sure that St. George's Park will be calm and focused and ready for the next one.
And this is one of the three Lions heroes, the wonderful Declan Rice.
So many people have written us off. You know, after the Scotland game, everyone was saying England can't go anywhere and what are we going to do? We've not scored enough goals. Well, as players, you park them comments in the back of your mind and you want to prove people wrong. And I think with the games being here, we've not conceded a goal yet. We're ready to keep fighting and keep trying to get to the final.
Some of the big hitters are now out. And yeah, this is probably England's best opportunity of getting to the final and winning a European championship.
Yeah, saying that's giving me goosebumps. We want to do that. First team since 66. We know the quality we've got in the changing room, and to a man, we know that we can beat anyone on our day. And you know, we're going to be ready for whatever's next to come.
He's gone with three centre halves and he's dropped Mings, and I felt Mings has done really well in this tournament, but he's gone with Walker, Stones and Maguire. And we've kept clean sheets, another clean sheet. We are the stingiest team left in this tournament. This was a brilliant performance. And do not underestimate what Gareth Southgate has done tactically. I'll say it, this was a masterclass.
Yeah, look, I know if we pick that system and we pick that team and we don't play well and we lose, then we're dead, basically. And that's the way it is. But we believed it was the right way to go. As a coaching team, I've got fantastic people with me who back those decisions, that we studied the games closely. We felt that was the right way to go for today's game.
I have to say, Gareth, he said earlier in the week when he spoke to Faye Carruthers about he's not listening to the noise. And tonight's team selection tells me he ain't listening to the noise. He's doing what he wants to do. He's done his shape. He saw the game against Portugal. He picked the team. He got the team right that Portugal didn't.
Jack Grealish, heavy on the evening. John's with a mill.
Grealish for Saka is the England change being made.
He's a very good player. I've got to just make sure we use him at the right moments because he missed 15 weeks of football or something like that. And you can see the intensity of these games is so high and the physical requirements. And to be able to bring him into the game when that had settled a bit today, and you know, Bukayo, I thought, had a fabulous game, put them on the back foot right from the start.
I don't care too much with the age. Age doesn't mean inexperienced. These young players are experienced. These young players, they play in the best league in the world, in the best clubs, in an incredible level. Where is the inexperience? Just in the passport. I think they are ready for it.
I've just got one more thing to say. Harry Viderci, Germany. Talk Sport and England are off to Rome.
So who will England play in the next round over in Rome? Well, I can tell you now, it's Ukraine after they knocked out Sweden to reach the quarterfinals. This was how the final last 16 match sounded over on TalkSport 2.
And there is the winner, Artem Dubček, off the bench to send Ukraine into the quarterfinals of the European Championship. It's coming Rome for Ukraine.
They've achieved something that the country's never done before. You know, and you can see the emotion in the manager, the players. But that game would have took so much out of them, and it's about recovery over the next couple of days just to get themselves ready for Saturday, which is going to be the toughest test so far, in my opinion.
Time now to hear from the former England centre-half, Sol Campbell.
That's what it's all about, the journey. Yeah, it's going to be difficult. You know, it's different. I've played in Rome as well, and you know, I had a wonderful 0-0 draw with Italy, so that was a magical night.
I remember that one well.
And then one night in Rome, we were strong, we had grown.
This team can handle that. Yes, it's going to be slightly different, don't get me wrong. You know, we're not going to have the home kind of feel, But I feel as long as we kind of keep our heads cool, do everything right, and we keep on playing to our capacity, playing to our full potential, you know, we can do everything. We can get to the final.
Now, Kylian Mbappe missed the crucial kick as Switzerland beat France on penalties in the last 16 after a classic Euro match. Former Le Bleu winger David Ginola wanted to praise the Swiss rather than focus on the French shortcomings.
All the credit to the Swiss, to be honest with you, because the Swiss, they play against the world champion. They have nothing to lose, and they play their game, nothing more, nothing less. They had more envy in the game, more passion. They put more passion. They had nothing to lose. And actually, at the end, when they after the 80th minute, when they came back in the game, everything turned the other way, the opposite way. And the Swiss were more confident. And the penalty kick from Mbappe was probably the image of his tournament.
Kylian Mbappe, right-footed. Saved by Jan Sommer! And the world champions are out!
Switzerland, without stars, they were a team. Petkovic is doing an amazing work for many years. Switzerland went from a team that barely could qualify. They went into being consecutively in final phases of World Cups and Euros, and now beating the world champion and reaching quarterfinal in such a brilliant way like they did.
Now, reports suggest Patrick Vieira is in advanced talks to become Crystal Palace's new manager, with the deal said to be 75% done, I'm quoted there, for the Arsenal legend to replace Roy Vevey Hodgson. Former Palace owner and moaner Simon Jordan had this to say.
Strong reports this lunchtime, Crystal Palace are set to appoint Patrick Vieira as manager.
This is, for me, is a very brave decision. You know, he's not experienced in management in English football, and managing Nice and New York City, with the greatest respect, aren't blueprints, because neither of those jobs were outstanding in terms of his attainment level. Mm. It's a risk. Whether it's an educated risk is for the guys that are employing him. If I was taking that risk and looking down the available managers, if I was moving into that territory, I'd be making more of a case for Frank Lampard if I was moving into that territory. Crystal Palace are in a state of flux. They've got half their playing squad out of contract. They've got a managerial roster that's been pretty safe and sound, with one departure being Frank de Boer, which they rectified very quickly. But if you look at it, it's been Allardyce, Pulis, Hodgson and Pardew, all established English Premier League managers that have been able to stabilise Crystal Palace inside the Premier League. I'd be surprised if it happens. If it is offered to Patrick Vieira, I would think he'd pull their arm off at the shoulder.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care, if I'm being honest, because we've won. Not the whole thing, but let me tell you. I won't say it yet. We're only in the last eight. Don't forget to slap that subscribe button. And a reminder, coming up today, we've got absolutely no live football. It's another rest day. Of course it is. There will, of course, be another one of these TalkSport Euro Daily podcasty things first thing in the morning, although I don't know what we'll be talking about, but it doesn't matter. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. with me, Andy Goldstein, alongside my Friday husband, even though it'd be Wednesday, Darren Bent. That's from 4 p.m. Until then, it's coming. Don't
stop saying it.
So I was just whispering it.
It's don't say it yet. You tempt fate.
Okay. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good one. And above all, be safe, everyone. It's coming. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.